Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listening to the international hit show, The Baby Names Podcast. And here are your hosts, the Moss Sisters.
I'm Jennifer Moss.
And I'm Mallory Moss.
And we're the founders of BabyNames.com.
And we're sisters too.
Yes, by chance and not by choice.
Hey.
But I love you anyway.
Oh, thanks. I love you too.
So our first segment is always interesting names we found since the last episode. One of my favorite French detective shows is back with another season, Profilage. It's Profiler, basically. And the lead actress's name is Odile, O-D-I-L-E. And that's, of course, French, and it means rich or wealthy. And we all know that the O names for girls are trending. We'll talk about that a little later in the show. And I would like to put Odile out there as a contender. Now, her full name, by the way, is Odile. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to mispronounce this last name. So what I did is I went to Forvo, F-O-R-V-O, and it has actual native speakers say names. And here it is from an actual French dude.
Odile Villemain.
All right. I am grooving on the name Kyler. Mm. The only Kyler I know is Kyler Murray from the Arizona Cardinals. His name is unusual, and I'm ironically not a fan of rhyme time names like Tyler, Kyler, Jaden, Caden. But in this case, it's growing on me, and it's also not a made-up name. It's German for a church or a monk's cell, or I guess where a monk lives.
Cool.
Yeah, Kyler Murray. Go Cardinals. For girls, I heard Loria without a G. L-O-R-I-A.
Oh, like Gloria without a G?
Mm-hmm.
Gloria? Oh, that's interesting.
Exactly. And I really like it. I think both actually Loria and Gloria are cute. Gloria kind of reminds me of the recent trend for flower names, because like Morning Glory, Gloria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So if Loria and Gloria and Kyler are working, I guess maybe rhyming is growing on me.
But not for twins, you guys.
Not for twins.
All right. And before we start our topic of the episode, our topic of the year, I do want to do a shout out to the American Name Society, which are now taking nominations for the name of 2021, and they have different categories. They have the name, overall name of the year, but then they also have like personal name, trade name, tech name, product name, and it's fun to vote on them and nominate, and anyone can nominate for the name of the year. So I will put the link in the show notes, and I want you to go, especially if you're a name enthusiast, go and nominate some great names of the year.
Absolutely. Go for it.
Yeah. And now our topic of the week, month, and year. It's the top most popular names of 2021.
Yay.
As determined from our database of users. And this year, we're doing a little different because we've included gender-neutral names.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
I will do this explanation again for those who are just tuning in, how our charts are a little different than the U.S. Social Security charts. First of all, we combine the stats of names that sound exactly the same, like Aiden and Aiden. However, this year, I've separated Olivia and Olivia, because I've determined that those are really different names. They're not very homophonous. They don't sound exactly the same. Our charts are derived from the names that people are adding to their favorite name lists all throughout the year. So it really predicts the actual naming trends from 1 to 3 years because our users are either pregnant or thinking about becoming pregnant. So it kind of predicts what's coming up in the actual birth trends.
It does predict it. In fact, we'll see that with one of the most important names on the list.
Okay. And something that I just learned because I went to look at the stats, we're not just primarily U.S.-based anymore. When we started this website 25 years ago, we had about 80% of our users from the United States. Now it's under 50%. So it's not a majority U.S., which I think is fantastic. So, of course, 49% is United States, 10% U.K., 8% India, 6% Canada, 4% Australia, and the rest of the 23% are from all over the world. And get this, Mal, even one person from Vatican City.
Ooh, I bet it was the Pope looking up his name.
Well, Pope Francis, welcome to babynames.com. Your name means free, and I think that describes you very well, because from what I hear, I'm not Catholic, but I read the news. You're open and inclusive, and we respect and appreciate that.
By the way, his birth name is Jorge Mario Bergoglio.
Bergoglio.
Bergoglio, okay. And of course, Jorge comes from the same root as George, meaning farmer.
So he's a free farmer, and I guess you could say that. Now, without further ado, here are the top 20 names for 2021. Number one, we have Oliver and Charlotte, and Charlotte has moved up to that number one spot. We knew Charlotte would be first soon because of who, Mal?
The royal princess was born in 2015 to William and Kate.
Right. So she's now 6 and it's just been rising up on the charts ever since.
Number 2 is Theodore and Aurora.
And they both sound very similar. They have that or in there, which I think is interesting, because what we find sometimes are the rankings on both sides of the chart kind of match sometimes. And I think Theodore and Aurora match very well. Those you could use for twins.
Yes, that would work. And it wouldn't be too much because it would be Theo for the boy and
maybe Rory for a girl.
Yeah, Rory for the girl. Exactly.
Just don't be Dory and Rory or anything like that.
No, please don't be Dory and Rory.
Number 3, we've got an Irish name, Declan, and Violet on the girls' side.
And V-girls are becoming more popular, like Violet here, and Vivienne. However, Vivian, V-I-V-I-A-N, lost traction.
Interesting, yeah. And of course, Vivienne was a Brad and Angelina baby back in the day. So, and I think that kind of started the V-girl trend.
I think so, too.
Number 4 is Finn, with both spellings, I-N-N and Y-N-N. And Luna.
You know, okay, I'm tired of liking Luna. I think it's a great name, but now it's too popular for my taste.
See, that's what happens. You know, you like a name, you think it's really cool and unusual, and then it hits the top 10 or the top 5, and you're like, okay, I'm over it. All right, number 5.
Number 5, I'm glad to see both these names go down, actually. Oh. Liam, which I don't even know where these BB Liams are, because I'm not running into them.
I don't see them. I don't see them, Liam.
I don't see him, Liam. And then even though one of my favorite young women is named Amelia, the name Amelia is getting overused. And even with the EMs.
Right. What's interesting is, of course, Liam is the number one name in many countries, if you listen to our international episode. And so that, it just became super trending all across the world. But on our charts, it's going down already, which means it's going to start dropping in the next 1 to 2 years, I predict. I wanted to say, Liam and Amelia all have the L-I-A component, too. Ooh. So those kind of match, which I think is really interesting.
Well, what I think is interesting about number six, Silas and Hazel, is that they're both very old-fashioned names.
Definitely, definitely. And of course, we've said this before, Hazel was our grandma's name. Number seven, another family name, Henry. I love Henry. Mm-hmm. I think it's becoming one of those names that is super popular that we need to back off of now. And I'm glad Ava's going down because that has been on the top 10 for a long time. But that's slowly decreasing in popularity.
Yeah, Ava's been a long holdout of the Sophia, Ava, Olivia days.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And Olivia is still quite popular, but I am glad to see some of these go down.
And as I said in all the This or That episodes, I love Avalon. So if you need an alternative to Ava, use Avalon.
Avalon. That's a pretty song. I like that.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, and going up in number eight, a big up, is Jasper. Now, I think Jasper is proof that Twilight still matters.
It's still relevant. I cannot believe it. But I guess all those tweeny bops, what were they called? Twihards? Yeah, I guess Twihards.
Twihards.
Are now having babies and they're all coming back and holding strong. Really amazing.
Absolutely. And you know what? Ironically, what did not go up in number eight but went down was Arya, which is showing that Game of Thrones is not as relevant as it used to be.
Right. It's been off the air for a couple of years. They haven't come in with the prequel yet, so I think it's just losing in the zeitgeist world there. At number nine is Ethan and Freya, and I combined the spellings for F-R-E-Y-A and F-R-E-J-A, which is the Nordic spelling. Freya is one of those goddess and god names that are becoming really popular lately, and I can't believe it hit the top 10, but there it is.
Ethan went down.
Right.
Not by much, but it did go down. I think Ethan's a great name, and I would like to always recommend Eitan, E-I-T-A-N.
Yeah, I like that.
As an alternative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 10, Aiden and Aiden, with an A-N and an E-N. Oh my gosh.
Can I recommend that we stop with the Aidens already? I guess it's just like, it's going to become a classic name like Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has been a holdout forever.
It has. It is just about to leave the top 10 though, so we're going to see where it goes on the main charts.
Right.
And then there's Scarlett, which is going up. And, you know, that's very interesting because I don't understand why Scarlett would be going up now. I can only think of Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. That must be it.
Yeah.
Because she's still relevant and she's very admirable. She's a great actress. You know, she plays very strong, fun characters. So it must be from Scarlett Jo. Number 11, Asher has made a big jump, and Ivy. I like Ivy. I think that's a beautiful name. Easy to spell, easy to pronounce. Who doesn't know how to pronounce Ivy?
Everyone knows how to pronounce Ivy, and everyone associates it with poison.
No, I don't think so. Because of the DC universe?
I do like the name Asher.
Well, I like Archer better. Asher reminds me of Ashy.
Well, I like Asher, and I don't like Ivy.
Number 12 is two O names. Owen and Olivia, which is number one on the U.S. charts right now. We have it at number 12 and decreasing. So I predict it's going to maybe stay on the U.S. charts for a couple years, but then it's going to go down fast.
Yeah, it won't leave the charts, but it'll probably leave the top 10 very quickly.
Yeah.
All right, 13. We have Leo and Adelaide.
Leo's one of your favorite names.
I do love the name Leo.
Adelaide just reminds me of Singing in the Rain. Wasn't that her name?
No, not Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, it's Guys and Dolls, Adelaide. And there's actually a song called Adelaide in Guys and Dolls.
Adelaide's Lament.
Oh, right. Yeah.
A person could develop a cold.
Okay. Great show, Frank Sinatra. 14 is Alexander and Isla finally going down just a bit. But, you know, that has been trending probably because of actress Isla Fisher. I had not seen Isla anywhere before she became popular and a star. So Isla Fisher definitely brought that name into everyone's consciousness.
And I'd like to point out with 15, these names are rising. They're a little on the unusual side, but they're both cartoon characters from a long time ago. And that is Felix and Audrey.
Oh, that's right. That's kind of funny. So they're matched a bit.
Yeah, isn't that weird? That's just kind of a weird coincidence.
Well, probably because Felix and Audrey were created in a time when those names were popular back in the early 20th century, and now they're cycling back again.
Yeah, it just happened to be a coincidence that they both hit number 15.
I just, you know, for those who know The Odd Couple and have grown up with that movie and TV series, Felix and Oscar are just such iconic characters. I can't think of naming a baby either.
I think that's just changing now because of our age.
Yeah,
I think that's aging out. Number 16, we have Levi going up. And a big up is Wren, W-R-E-N, for the girl.
Nature name. A wren is a bird. It's a birdie.
I think it's a beautiful name.
Yeah, I'd rather you name your baby Wren than Birdie. Please. Okay.
Oh, I kind of like Birdie. I still
Number
do.
17, let's move on, is Gabriel, losing some rank a little bit, and Nora with both the A and the AH. Interesting.
I think it is interesting because here we go, and I'm going to say 18 also on purpose, and that is Elijah is going down too. So Gabriel and Elijah, two biblical boys' names that have been very popular, top 10, are showing a decrease.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and
the biblical names are dropping just slightly.
And I'd also like to point out that with 18, Maven, I can never pronounce this.
Saoirse.
Maeve and Saoirse are both down. And I wonder if we're going to see a trend away from Irish girl names.
I don't know, but they've been popular for a long time. We have a whole episode about that. We have two. One about Irish names and one about pronouncing Irish names with Dusty Rhodes. Okay, number 19, Caleb, another biblical name that's dropping slightly. And Lily, with both two L's and three, is going up a little bit.
I was like, three L's? What do you mean? And then I remembered the first L.
Yeah, it starts with an L, too.
A Lily. Well, Lily is only going to skyrocket because of Harry and Meghan. And I anticipate that Lily and Charlotte are both going to be in the top 10.
But she's not Lily. She's Lilibet.
Yeah, but Lily, no one's going to want to do Lilibet as much.
Oh, because it's so identifiable?
Because that's going to be like a direct obvi.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And in this case, if they do Lily, oh, well, I just always like the name Lily when they're secretly a huge Meghan and Harry fan.
All right, that's true. And number 20, two names that I love, Sebastian, which is dropping a bit, still reminds me of the crab, and Ophelia, a Shakespeare name. And again, we'll talk a little later about these O names, but Ophelia is so beautiful.
Well, Jennifer, tell me more about our next section.
Yes. So this is new. I tabulated the gender neutral names. So these are names that people are adding to their list and saying that it will be their baby's name no matter what the gender. And I think this is really important since gender neutral names are trending and we're learning more about gender being a spectrum. And so I'm just going to rattle off the top 20 and then we'll just give our impressions of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Quinn. That is a Glee name and it was a female, but I know boy Quinns too. Rowan, Willow, Logan, Sage, Asher, we talked about Asher, Ezra, traditionally Hebrew male name, River, Kai, K-A-I,
Hawaiian for ocean,
Harper, Luca, Avery, Charlie, Aspen, Artemis, Echo, Eden, Orion, Riley, and Noah. N-O-A-H. What do you think, Mel?
I am shocked by number 20. I never have heard of Noah for a girl of you.
I have. I've seen a couple female Noahs. Yes.
Wow, I haven't.
And I think it might be that it ends with a soft vowel, the A, you know, similar to Luca and those types of names. And Ezra, you know, people assume that Ezra is a girl's name if they don't know the traditional history of it, and because it ends with an A, but it is traditionally a boy's name.
Wow.
And we talked about that in our Italian names episode too, that not all names that end with A are female.
Right.
I love Avery. That's one of my favorite names. That's another alternative to Ava that you could use.
I've always loved Kai from the beginning. It's been gender neutral from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard as soon as it hit the charts, it was boys and girls. I haven't met too many female Logans, but that doesn't mean anything. I'm 53.
Right. You know, I haven't heard Echo, but I have a big joke on my name list that I have the Echo as a first name and Echo as a second name, and everybody down thumbs it. And I think it's funny. It's a joke, you guys. Echo, Echo. If you use it as a first name, you have to use it as a middle name. I mean, come on.
No.
But don't, because one of our rules is don't make your baby's name a joke.
No.
It's just my personal joke. I love Orion. We talked about that in our Names from Space episode.
Yeah. Not a fan of Artemis.
I like it. Artemis is the goddess of wild animals, the hunt, and vegetation, and chastity and childbirth.
Yeah, she's like the opposite of Diana.
Right. She was Diana is Roman, and Artemis is the Greek equivalent.
Right.
So I like it. I remember Wild Wild West, a TV series from the 60s, and Artemis was male, Artemis Gordon, and he was a really cool character.
Mm.
Okay, now we're going to talk about some cool names we found that were beyond the top 100 that we're picking out that we think would make cute contemporary baby names. You go first, Mel.
Well, for girls, I picked Callie, C-A-L-L-I-E, which I think is a great name. And Natalia, N-A-T-A-L-I-A. For boys, I liked Grady and Dash.
Well, I like Dash as a nickname for Dashiell, if you give him the formal name Dashiell. But Dash is cute on its own, too. I know a Grady, and he's a lovely individual. He's the husband of my friend Colette. And I just love both those names, Colette and Grady. Now, my names that I picked that I think are really interesting, Fiona, Calliope.
Blech.
Now, I'm going for the little woo-woo names here. Nyx, N-Y-X, which means night. Clover, Andromeda at 132, one of our names from space. And for boys, I see Lachlan, which I think is really kind of cute. Ambrose, which I have to identify it with Cousin Ambrose from Bewitched, but I like it. I think that would be so cute for little baby. Now, then we see Rhett, and we talked about Scarlet previously, so maybe there is a Gone with the Wind connection, although that's kind of dropped out of pop culture as it's being criticized a little more for glorifying slavery. And then Odin is sitting at 162. I need to point out that there is a white supremacy identification with Odin, and they use the name Odin as kind of a dog whistle for their cause, so be very careful. I know parents were starting to use it in the whole god goddess mythology trend, but please look that up before you consider Odin. And then I thought it was really interesting that Finnick popped up on the boys' side.
Finnick!
F-I-N-N-I-C-K, which was not a name until The Hunger Games. And he was a contestant, a tribute, as they say, in The Hunger Games, and now it's jumped onto the charts. For gender neutral, I think Cairo is a cool name. Now, I'm not sure this is where it's from, but there's a Netflix series called Money Heist, where a very smart professor puts together a team of people to infiltrate the Bank of Spain. It's really a fun series, but so he doesn't want anyone to talk about their real names, so he assigns city names to each one of these people. And
oh, you've talked about this
before.
Yeah,
and there's Cairo,
I remember.
and Denver and Nairobi. I have to do an article. I have to do a blog post about Money Heist because it's really a cute way to integrate names into the episode. So I wonder if Cairo is coming from that. And then I noticed very bottom of the charts, Ka'atakila, which is the moon goddess in pre-Inca mythology. It's an Inca name, although I bet it might have been for their fictional characters and maybe not their real babies.
Yeah, and I don't like Killa.
Yeah, I don't like it because it sounds like killer. But I bet it was for writers who were picking names for either their fiction or maybe as their online screen names or something. Now, Mal, what name surprised you the most on the charts?
Well, I already said that Noah surprised me as a gender-neutral name. Mm-hmm. I also think Saul, I've seen.
Better Call Saul?
Yeah, Better Call Saul, but for girls.
Sol. So it means sun in Spanish. Yeah, I think it's Sol.
So like sun?
Not like Better Call.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm thinking Saul. And then for girls, Erilyn, I had never heard of it before. I guess it's like Carolyn without the C, and it's two A's like Aaron. Never heard of it. And I'm really surprised at Matilda getting anywhere close on this list.
Well, that's because Mom used to call us Matilda Mary or whatever. That was like her favorite joke name.
Still, it is an odd name. And I don't know. Are people just looking for alternatives so they can still nickname their baby Maddie?
Maybe. I don't know. Or Tilly.
Well, I don't think anyone's looking to name their baby Tilly.
Didn't she name her dog Matilda and call it Tilly?
I know it was Tilly. I don't know if it was Matilda. And no one else could be remotely interested in this. Oh, okay. I got stuck in the L's. I kept looking at these L names. But Leif, like Leif Garrett, L-E-I-F, and awful Lysander.
What? I like Lysander. It's a good old-fashioned, like, romantic name. I mean, what's the difference between Lysander and Alexander? They're similar.
They are similar.
It's just a different
And way. I guess it could be considered an alternative for Alexander. But what are you going to call Lysander for short?
Yeah, it can't be
It's not
Lice,
it's
right?
not Lie.
Sandy.
Sandy, yeah.
Sandy.
I guess Sandy.
Okay, for me, I thought it was really funny that Pearl, Opal, and Molly were grouped in the 170s. They just seem like very old-fashioned farmy names to me. Like, and along with Harriet and Heidi, those really surprised me. There's Delta also, as in Delta Burke, the actress.
Delta variant.
Yeah, I know, a Delta variant. I wonder if that's going to go down. Don't name your kid Omicron either.
No, thank you.
But they're very Southern sounding names. I see Hermione at 451. And we said that was really interesting that never hit the charts. But now it's becoming a little more accepted. I see Pepper, and I think I love Pepper. It's so cute.
Wasn't Pepper the name what was her name? Oh, who was that blonde actress who played a cop, Pepper?
Oh, yeah. Angie Dickinson.
Angie Dickinson.
Right. Yeah, nobody remembers that. That was back in the early 70s. That's your age. Okay, and then Elvira on the charts. Maybe they're... okay for a dog, okay for a cat, but I wouldn't name your child Elvira at this point. It's just too iconic. Again, I said I think Aiden hanging at number 10 is weird. Tobias at number 62, of course. I think that has to be from Outlander actor Tobias Menzies. Ansel, Lysander I had also, and Clyde. I just can't imagine naming a baby Clyde.
That's a dog's name, Clyde.
Aw, Clyde. And then I see Moss at 529, and I know that must be an homage to our family.
Yeah, right.
But, okay. And Aloysius, another one of our family names at 530. And then on the gender neutral list, Cricket as a given name. I'm not sure I would condone that, but okay.
I actually like the name Cricket.
All right. I mean, I think of Sue's friend Cricket, but that was her nickname. Fable, F-A-B-L-E. Interesting. Alchemy. I can't pronounce this, of course. Here's Irish. Ear, E-I-R-E, which is the
Irish
name for Ireland. Eyrie?
I don't know.
Abercrombie?
And Fitch?
I think just Abercrombie. And finally, Dandelion.
Boo.
When it's a flower name, so there you go.
Are you going to call him Dandy for short? Dandy. You know what would be a cute nickname for Dandelion?
What?
Leo.
Or Del. But yeah. Leo would be cute. All right, now we're going to go over names we hate from the charts. Mallory gets to go first.
Well, my number one is Ivy.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
No, I hate the name
what
Ivy.
What is your problem with Ivy?
I don't know what the problem is, but I know what I do hate, and I hate Ivy. I am sorry to all you people naming babies Ivy. Oh, I mean, it's like poison Ivy. It's like Ivy crawling all over and like capturing you while you're trying to get through to the castle.
Well, it is a parasitic plant.
Actually. Yeah, I mean, I am not a fan of the name Ivy. And this name is just ridiculous, Valkyrie.
Dun-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, no. No, 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 no. Okay, no to Draco. And I can't even believe it's on people's name. That's just getting silly.
Oh, wait till my list.
Draco Malfoy. Yeah. And then I didn't like the name Nyx.
Because it's like you're Nyxing something.
I just don't like it. I think it's, I don't care what Nyx. Gender it's for. I don't care what. It's just like saying no. It's like naming your baby no.
I mean, Nick is a name. And so Nyx is similar. But yeah, people think it's exotic probably. All right. You know, I hate Birdie at 447. And we don't need to go into that. We did a whole episode about that. Halo. I don't know if that refers to an angel, which means it's a huge expectation name. Or the game, the video game. But either way, I hate it. And I would not recommend you name your child Halo. And conversely, Lucifer and Hades are both on the boys' side, and I hate those. Just stop with that already. That is not doing your son a good service in life. Jethro, I just can't help because of the Beverly Hillbillies. I can't help with that identification. And anyone from our generation will laugh at Jethro because he was just kind of like a caricature of the country bumpkin.
Like Ellie May.
Same with Ellie May. And I also hate Remington or anything that has to do with weaponry. I think that's stupid and not helping your child at all, especially in this day and age when they're getting slaughtered at school. Okay, I hate anything with an E-I-G-H, especially Annalie, which could be pronounced Annalie. And people, please do the kid test. Better yet, ask a 13-year-old boy about the name Annalie, and they'll let you know how Annalie will fare in middle school. And I'll give you a hint, not well. You know I cringe at all the exalted title names, but that, again, was a different episode. Now we'll go into names we love. Mal, what do you love?
Well, like I said, no more Luna. I'm tired of Luna. I will always have a fond part in my heart for Luna, but as far as it being a name that I love all the time, it's a no now. But I do like Stella, so I'm going from the moon to the stars.
Ooh, but both Italian.
Yes. Latin-ish and I do names. Like Italian names. I also like Eliza for boys, Hugo, which is a family name. Matteo. So yeah, these are all Italian.
Hugo is a family name?
Yeah, Uncle Hugo. He always smokes cigars.
I do not remember an Uncle Hugo.
It's on our family tree. I have pictures of Uncle Hugo.
Do you remember Uncle Hugo?
I don't remember Uncle Hugo, but I remember talking to Grandma about Uncle Hugo.
Okay. I do not remember Uncle Hugo. All right. I love the name Zendaya, like the singer.
Mm-hmm.
I love the name Fauna, as in Flora and F-A-U-N-A. I'm a fan of all the O names. We'll talk about that a little later again. Teaser, teaser. I'm a fan of Echo.
Echo.
I like Story on the girl's side. Story. November is in the gender neutral list. And of course, the Katrina Balf spelling of Katrina, C-A-I-T-R-I-O-N-A. That can only be influenced from Outlander. And one other name of my favorites that comes from TV, and I'm over the moon, he's back. Dexter. You know, we talked about the serial killer aging out, but guess what? Now with the reboot, what's going to happen to this name? I wonder.
I don't know.
Dexter. I would totally name a kid Dexter.
You would name a kid Dexter even though you wouldn't name one Hades?
Yeah, it's totally different. Dexter's a real name. Hades is not a real name. Hades means hell.
I don't know. I don't think you can go with Dexter as a name.
All right,
for a baby.
So now what trends are you spotting in all these names for 2022?
Like I said earlier, still the Royals, Charlotte and Lily, even Spencer was up there. Mm-hmm. Still Twilight, Jasper, but Esme is down. Some of the biblical names are missing traction, I already said. I already talked about all this. Gabriel and Elijah, but Levi and Asher are more popular. And I have to say this, WTF is up with Rhett and Scarlett.
I don't know. I have no idea.
But I would like to say celebrity names are still creating a lot of buzz. We saw Maren, like Maren Morris, and of course Idris Elba as names that have become more popular.
Yeah, baby. I heard something about him and James Bond. I'm not sure if it's come to fruition or not, or if it's still just a rumor, but that'd be great. And I liked his little Western that was on TV, too. Mm-hmm. Idris as a cowboy. Idris is anything. I don't care. Idris and Chaps. Yeah. All right. I'm seeing a little new Zen trend. I think I just coined that term. We mentioned it in our Zen and New Age names, but I see more on the list this year. So, like on the girls' side, Sage, Verity, Serenity, Dove, Joy at 366, Haven, Dawn, Solstice, Indigo, Clover, Genesis, Celestia. And on the boys' side, a little less, Bodhi, River, Zephyr, Alchemy, and Destiny. And did you see Lunette was down there on the list in the 700s, L-U-N-E-T-T-E.
Oh, Lunette.
That might just take over for Luna.
I might just have to say go Lunette.
Okay, and as I teased, there is a huge trend for O-names for girls, and even for boys. But on the girls' side, Olivia, Ophelia is at 20, Odette, a beautiful name, which I love. Odette Annabelle is a beautiful actress, and she was born on my birthday. Olive is sitting at 99. Opal, Octavia, Orla, Odessa, Oriana, Ocean, Odelia, Una. And then on the boys' side, Oscar, Otto, Odin. We talked about that. Orion, Orin, Otis, Orson, and Onyx. And of course, the god goddess mythology names are holding strong, as we spotted the trend last year. The flower names for girls are holding strong. But some new flower names that I've spotted on the list are Dahlia, Flora, which is literally flower in Latin, as well as Fleur, which means flower in French.
Fleur Delacroix.
Yeah. Poppy, Lavender, Saffron, Blossom, Hyacinth, Primrose, a Hunger Games name, Amaryllis, and Posy. So more flowers are popping up on the list. They're blooming.
Yeah, we can't get rid of them. Just no marigolds, please. I am not a marigold fan.
And I was waiting for this to happen. I see a little trend coming up of names from the 50s that are hitting the charts. I'm seeing things like Janice and Cheryl, Joyce and Johnny. And I think we kind of need to do an episode about this on mid-century names, as I see a hint that they're going to start coming back. I'd like to see some Nancy's, Donna, Susan, Gary's, Doug's, Beverly's, Sharon, and Debbie's coming into the zeitgeist. Please, I think that would be so cute.
Not me. So that'll be a good episode.
To see the full list of the top names of 2021, go to babynames.com. And to discuss all of these new names and new trends, join us in our Facebook group. Just search for the Baby Names Podcast.
And now it's time for Celebrity Baby News.
Actor Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad and wife Lauren have announced that they are expecting a new baby. I'm looking forward to their name choices because I've always been fond of their first child's name, Story Annabelle, who is now three.
So that started the story trend, I guess. I love that name. Jen Lilly of Christmas movie fame and husband Jason Wayne have revealed that they are having a girl. They asked for name suggestions and popular recommendations were Noel or Noelle.
Noelle.
I guess for Christmas. And Lillian, likely in honor of her last name, Lily. The baby who is due in May has three older siblings, Caden, Jeffrey, and Julie Evangeline.
E! News presenter Erin Lim and husband Joshua Rhodes became parents in November to a baby girl they named Sailor Cielo Rhodes. Cielo was her grandma's nickname and is Spanish for sky.
Or heaven. I don't like that spelling of Sailor, though. S-A-Y-L-O-R. It just looks like you didn't know how to spell it. I mean, unless it was somebody's surname in the family, then I will accept it. But otherwise, ick. Actress Scarlett Hefner, who played Pansy Parkinson in the Harry Potter series, and husband Cooper Hefner are expecting twins. Is he related?
Yeah, the son.
Oh, okay. They shared this news on Thanksgiving. Their first child was born in August 2020, and his name Betsy Rose.
That's cute. Seth Meyers and wife Alexi welcomed another child to their family of A-named children. The new baby sister, who is named Adelaide. Really, guys, go see Guys and Dolls. It's such a cute movie.
His name is Paul.
That's right. Anyway, Adelaide follows 5-year-old brother Ash and 3-year-old brother Axel.
Yeah, I didn't see many Axels on the charts. I think that's diving fast.
It'll be interesting to watch that trend. Yeah.
Victoria's Secret model Martha Hunt and fiancé photographer Jason McDonald announced the birth of their first child, daughter Emery, E-M-E-R-Y, as in board. She was born on November 6th.
Okay, I'm going to say this, and I'm just going to read it exactly, and then we can spend time...
Picking it apart.
Erin Carter and partner Melanie Martin have had a boy whom they named Prince Lyric Carter. Erin says that Michael Jackson nicknamed Erin the Prince of Pop, and so he decided to name his child Prince. I don't really have much more to say about that, except for we are certainly happy that Prince is healthy after his emergency C-section.
You know, we talked about this because they announced the name prior to the birth. And we said, if you're going to name it Prince, name it after Prince Rogers Nelson.
Right.
Rather than somebody who was allegedly a child molester.
Allegedly.
But, you know. Okay. And I don't want to talk about it. It's ridiculous. James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek and wife Kimberly have had their 6th child together. 6! The baby boy is named Jeremiah, which means God will uplift. They're going to use the nickname Remy. Interesting. Which I think is really cute and different.
I do too. I think Remy works for Jeremiah.
Yeah. Remy's cute. They don't have to call him Jerry, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Here are a couple of parents who just announced that they are expecting Taylor Dye from the duo Maddie and Tay and husband Josh Kirk are expecting a girl in spring 2022 and LA Rams wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. and girlfriend model Lauren Wood are also expecting, but no word yet on the gender of this little receiver.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was cute.
All right. Slumdog Millionaire actress Frida Pinto and husband Corey Tran have announced the arrival of their son, Rumi Ray, R-U-M-I-Ray. Rumi was a famous Persian poet, so it could be a nod to him. But either way, Slumdog Millionaire is one of Mallory's favorite movies of all time.
It is. That's such an amazing movie. If anyone has not seen it,
spend the time.
Talk about a great feel-good movie.
My feel-good movie is not only Amelie, but Life is Beautiful.
All right. Comedian Colleen Ballinger and husband Eric Stocklin announced the birth of twins on November 6th. Colleen, whose internet fame comes from her character Miranda Sings, says they named their children Maisie Joanne Stocklin and Wesley Coy with a Y Stocklin. I love the name Maisie.
Julia Stiles, one of my favorite actresses, is pregnant with baby number 2 with Preston J. Cook. Their first child together was son Strummer.
I wonder if he's named after Joe Strummer from The Clash.
I don't know. Strummer as in strumming the banjo.
Or I think or probably the strumming the guitar.
Or the guitar.
Strumming the banjo.
All right. Zach and Tori Roloff are expecting their third child together in spring 2022. They already have a boy Jackson and a girl Lila Ray. R-A-Y.
Country singer Thomas Rhett and wife Lauren have had their fourth daughter, just like us, whom they named Lily Carolina. Their first two daughters were born in 2017. They found out they were expecting during the adoption process. Willa Gray was adopted from Uganda, and Ada James was the surprise. Their third daughter was born in 2020 and named Lennon Love.
Okay, well, I am fond of any family with four girls because that's what we came from.
Yep.
And then lastly, our heart goes out to Whitney Port and Tim Rosenman regarding their recent miscarriage. We wish them peace and love during this difficult time.
Yes, and to everyone else out there who's going through the same experience. Our hearts go out to you.
Yes.
And now, our last segment, letters from you, our listeners. Why don't you take the first one, Mel?
Because this annoys me.
Okay.
But I'll read it anyway. Hi, Jennifer and Mallory. I have listened to every podcast and loved every one of them.
Oh, does that annoy you?
No, I like that. Thank you so much. Maybe I like you a little more now. I am having trouble coming up with a girl name for a sibling for Scott Frederick Louis. Or Lewis. If I have a second boy, his name would be Roman Zachary Lewis. I want the sounds to match and the number of letters to match.
Really?
Scott Frederick is after my mom's step-grandfather and my dad's father who died when I was 13. The second middle name for girls will be Louise after my middle name. I need five-letter first names for girls. Alice is a family name, but my name is Ellen and my nickname is Ellie. Some people would say Allie instead of Ellie and it could get a little confusing.
Yeah.
The first girl's middle name will be Isobel, Y-S-Z-O-B-E-L, and the second girl's middle name will be Bettina. Okay, thank you very much, Ellen. Well, this is what annoys me about this letter. You're letting your own heuristic, some type of matrix necessary for the baby naming process. And really,
algorithm.
It should be what algorithm. Yeah, it should be what names do you like, not what fits in this like strange thing that no one else is going to catch. I mean,
yeah, nobody's going to know it. But
oh, yeah, they're all five letter first names and three syllable middle names. I mean, I just think it's too much. You're putting too much pressure on us and you to pick a name for this baby that's meeting some kind of unrealistic expectation of syllables and sounds.
It has to sound similar and have five letters? Is that what she said?
Yes. So, I mean, I did come up with a couple. Ariel, which I think is beautiful. So Ariel Isabel, I think works. And Gemma Bettina.
Gemma. Okay. All right. Okay. I have nothing to say. Take
exactly.
Ariel or Gemma. Or even Gemma with a J is pretty.
But she doesn't want pretty names. She wants five-letter names. That's my point.
Right. I mean, the number of letters can be a bazillion names. It could be Aries. It could be Bobby. You know?
Exactly. And I'm sorry. I know that we've been nicer lately and we haven't done the no holds barred, you know, to your letters. But
how about
this one
Quinn?
Just...
Q-U-I-N-N. And now we're done.
Okay, Quinn. Bye. All right, Jennifer, you want to read the next one?
Number two. Hello. Just wondering if someone may be able to help with the correct Irish pronunciation of Ifada A-L-A. Is it Ala or Ayla or Ayla? Regards, married. And married is an Irish spelling, M-A-I-R-E-F-A-D. So that was interesting. Is she Irish and not knowing the Irish pronunciation or
maybe what? She just wanted to hear us say it. We've been set up.
Oh, I bet she has set us up. Blah. But guess what? I know the pronunciation. I didn't even have to call and ask Dusty Rhodes. I know the pronunciation is Ayla.
Ayla.
Just like A-Y-L-A. And that's because the Fada makes it A. It's a little diphthonged like Ayla, but not enough to be discerning to the ear. So it's Ayla.
Okay.
Like that. Just really quick. So E-A-L-A, Ayla. I've added it to the babynames.com database, Ayla, and it's definitely of Irish descent, and it means swan or noble.
Wonderful. I love it.
I love it too. And on that note, don't forget to join us in our Facebook group. If you have a question for me and Mallory, write us at podcast@babynames.com. Have a wonderful holiday and a very, very happy new year. We'll be back in January, so stay tuned for season 5.
Love you guys. You're the best.
Love you. Take care. Happy holidays. Bye.